I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Typhoon Haiyan is hitting close to home for advancing Native missions. Marlu Barreto, the wife of the founder and president, Bo Barreto, is concerned about her relatives. A&M CEO Oliver Asher.
She has probably about 200 relatives scattered throughout that area. To date, as far as I know, she still has not heard from hardly any of her relatives in that area. So we're very, very concerned.
A&M supports national work in the typhoon zone. They're raising funds to provide aid and the gospel. Next, North Korea is holding public executions. According to an international New York Times partner, 80 people were killed in 7 cities last weekend. The accusations varied, but some people were killed for having a Bible. Victims' families and friends were reportedly sent to North Korea's notorious gulags. In one city, thousands of people were forced to watch the executions. Ask the Lord to protect and strengthen his followers in North Korea. And most U.S. college kids don't do much for Veterans Day, but it's a different story at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Students teamed up with Biblica to pack 55,000 Bibles for military servicemen and their families. Joel Hill with our sister station WCSG spoke to Mark Rader of Biblica.
The power of God's Word, whether it's on the battlefield or here in the U.S., is still the essential element, you know, for spiritual growth in the life. And many of these soldiers have never heard the gospel before, so this is an extraordinary opportunity.
$5 provides an NIV military Bible to a serviceman or family. Learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder. We'll be right back.